The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, another very busy weekend in sport, weather permitting, of course, and it looks like the thaw is setting in, so everything should go ahead. But first of all, Colin Buick from Off the Ball, another one bites the dust.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it? It's been an upheaval start of week in the Premier League. So first we lose Julian Lopetegui at West Ham United, swiftly replaced by Graham Potter in a 2.5-year contract. The delay was because they wanted to give him 6 months and he got his deal. And then yesterday, kind of shocked everyone, how sudden Sean Dyche left Everton
hours
because
before.
They had a game last night.
Yeah.
And then our own Seamus Coleman was co-manager alongside Leighton Baines, another club legend on the sideline. But it looks like Everton are going to bring back David Moyes, who left the club in 2013.
So David Moyes and Graham Potter return, sort of back to the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Potter was kind of angling for different jobs for a long time now since he lost his job at Chelsea. He was always going to come back to the Premier League. I thought David Moyes was going to retire, but he's back to the club that he left 12 years ago this summer for Manchester United.
Now, the FA Cup, I don't know, the dozens of matches on.
Yeah, well, I'll bring you the standout ties. Just a like bit of romance, I would say, to the FA Cup third round. Tamworth against Tottenham is at 12:30 p.m. tomorrow lunchtime.
Where's that happening?
In Tamworth. So
that's
the excitement, Pat, right? That's when you get your cup of tea and your fry up and the weather's still bad outside and you're hoping beyond hope that the Spurs players show up with gloves on and they don't really fancy it and they have the snoods and Tamworth get
but
the
But can you imagine, you know, the whatever the Rolls Royce of coaches is arriving into Tamworth with the big boys?
They played a side called Marine Tottenham a few years ago in the cup when Jose Mourinho was manager, and Mourinho showed the Marine manager their tactics against Marine. So that the manager could learn from it. I love that. That's when the FA Cup's at its best. You also have Manchester City against Salford, who of course owned by Gary Neville.
Yeah.
And then you have Liverpool against Accrington Stanley. You remember the ad? Accrington Stanley, who are they?
I so remember them from my childhood, John, the teletyper giving the results on BBC
there you go.
Saturday afternoon. So, Accrington Stanley.
Who are they? So they're the cup ties that you want. And then you have the blockbuster on paper All Premier League affair on Sunday afternoon. Arsenal against Manchester United. But I'm far more interested, Pat, in the first three games I told you about, because that's the FA Cup.
That's the FA
Cup. That's
the
beauty of it.
Now, the Champions Cup is back.
It is.
And I suppose the old enemies are meeting in France, La Rochelle as Leinster head there.
Yeah, we just had
Sunday.
The La Rochelle head coach, Ronan O'Gara, on Off the Ball Breakfast this
what
morning.
What did he have to say for himself?
Well, he's very excited, Pat. And I asked him, will your tactics change depending on where Jordi Barrett plays for Leinster? Mm. And he laughed and he said, yes, but I'm not going to tell you any more than that. And that's how
now, he's
strong
been in,
Leinster
they've
are.
They've been in the doldrums in France, haven't they?
Well, they. You know what? That's a good question, right? Because on paper, La Rochelle are doing just fine. They've won 4 of their last 5. But it's the manner of their performances that are very worrying. So they beat, I would say, a third string Toulouse side last week in the top 14.
Why did Toulouse only put out a weak side?
Well, they have the Champions Cup.
So they were resting.
They're travelling to South Africa because the South African team is in the competition. So they're resting. And that's there's such criticism about the Champions Cup, about South African teams being involved in it, because neither sides want to travel to the respective country. And then, of course, the overall format of the Champions Cup just isn't as exciting as the old Heineken Cup used to be in 2000. So they're one-off games.
That win, I think I read or recall something about that was only won by La Rochelle on a last-minute penalty.
Yes, 22-19, Anthony Hastoy, their out half. Actually got a great penalty, to be fair to him, but it was 19 all heading into the death. I mean, if the ball was lost, that was going to be the end of the game. But so they're not playing with any confidence, La Rochelle. Ronan O'Gara is very publicly critical of his side. But this morning on the show, and I would suggest people listen back to it and Off the Ball Breakfast, Ronan was incredibly enthusiastic, in a great mood, and very excited about this game against Leinster, because it's the most exciting rivalry in club rugby.
Yeah, but there's no Johnny Sexton for Ronan.
We're a long gone from there, sure. He's most worried now about Sam Prendergast, who's going to take over from Jack Rowley as Ireland's starting out half. And that's worrying for the Munster contingent, Pat, I can tell you.
Now, talk to me about Munster v Saracens.
Yeah, so last time they played each other was 5 years ago in the competition, in the old format where they would have home and away games. So they won their respective home fixtures each side. I would describe this as a kind of a vulnerable match. Saracens haven't been too great. They're far from the side that won the Champions Cup in 2019 against Leinster and who won it back-to-back in the mid-2010s. They've gone through a transition period. They're having a decent enough premiership season in England and they've been okay so far in the Champions Cup. But for Munster, what you're talking about here is the dominance of two teams. They don't have a permanent head coach yet and also they have a raft of injuries. But they have players returning gradually to it. I really do fear for Munster in this game, despite it being at Thomond Park. It's live on News Talk with commentary of that with Alan Quinlan. Munster have won one and lost one so far in the Champions Cup, and then next week they travel to Northampton Saints. We had Stuart Barnes on the show this week on Off the Ball, and he reckons that if any English side is going to trouble the Champions Cup this year, it's going to be Northampton.
Still with rugby, Mack Hansen, and six game ban reduced to three because apologies and re-education.
Yes, he's exactly that. Well summarised in that he's going to apologise to the referee Chris Busby, who has announced his retirement from the game. He's not going to referee anymore, and this is becoming the real dominant theme from that incident, was that the abuse of referees has gotten to such a point now where referees are starting to walk away from the game. Keyboard warriors.
At the top level, though. Oh, you mean online?
Yes.
Because at the top level, the players, when they're sanctioned, red card, yellow card, they just humbly walk off
no
the pitch.
No problem on the pitch.
Because the telly's there, you know.
No issue. The culture of rugby is really good in that there's a great respect between players and officials. There really is, genuinely. And the Mack Hansen comments were very surprising. It's the outsiders, the people online. And these referees are getting death threats in some cases. Torrents of abuse, and they don't want to put up with it. So it's really sad that this has happened. It's not the sole reason that Busby's retired, but it definitely contributed to the reason.
And finally, the All-Ireland Club Football semis.
Yes. Well, we hope they're going to go ahead. At the time of speaking, Patty, this Friday morning, they are going ahead tomorrow. So that's Cooler Strandhill against Coola. That's at Kingspan Breffni at 5 p.m. on TG Cahir. And before that, a 3 p.m. throw-in for Dr. Crokes against Errigal.
Yeah, and they had Croke Park on standby just in case
weather. But I think the weather will thaw a bit now. And hopefully we're over the worst of it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.